Welcome to Jessica Massey on the podcast. I am a women's empowerment coach, and I'm here to talk all things spirituality, business, money mindset, and absolutely everything in between so that you have the tools to know that everything is already inside of you and absolutely everything is possible. I'm so excited to have you on the show, and I hope you enjoy the journey. Hello, beautiful humans. So excited for you to be listening to this episode. So I want to talk about what actually happens when you do the inner work, because we hear about money, we hear about results, and I want to speak energetics. I want to speak into the shifts. So here we go. I hope you enjoy this episode. Don't forget to like and subscribe. And of course, let me know what you think and give us a rating if you really loved this one. All right, enjoy. So, doing the inner work, what does that even actually mean? For me personally, I believe doing the inner work is facing the parts of yourself that you would generally ignore. The shadow parts of yourself, if you will. Those parts of you that are so easy to neglect. Like, can you just keep yourself busy and never look at the parts of yourself that are triggered? The parts of you that keep self-sabotaging. The parts of you that keep keeping you small, that keep you reactive and angry and frustrated. Those are the parts of you that you need to face in order to grow. And that is doing the inner work. That is doing the work. That is showing up for yourself, knowing that you are creating a life of abundance, of freedom, of, you know, love, so much greatness. And you can't get the greatness, the vastness of what you're creating if you don't face the small things inside of yourself first. If you never look inside, you're never going to get the answers. There's that saying that goes, the more light you shine, the more shadows you'll see, the more darkness you'll see, right? So shine the freaking light in and face the darkness that's inside of you and allow more light into your freaking container. Like, it's so awesome. So awesome. And we just got so, so deep, so, so fast. So that just gives you a picture of where life is at right now. So great. I love these podcast episodes. Just go. The intention is to bring the conversations to your ears, right? To bring what happens off the screen to on the screen so that you can listen and up-level your mind, have these conversations, realize that there's so much more around you and possible than you ever imagined. Truly. Like, you know how we say you can create anything? You can actually create anything. Anything. It's wonderful, fascinating, and there are so many things in my life that I've created because of this doing the inner work. And now I get to see it in my clients, in my friends, in the people in my world right now too. Because I show them this stuff, I teach them this stuff, and then they get to create everything they want. They start receiving the abundance, the magic, everything that they want. It's so amazing. And while that's happening, I'm upgrading too, you know. I'm consistently upgrading, moving towards that life that has already happened, that life that is so amazing, that is yet to come. And I also enjoy the hell out of this section of my life. Like, this chapter is also so beyond beautiful because this is a chapter of planting the seeds of becoming that version of you, right? This is it. If you right now feel like your future is vague, if you can't get a clear picture of it, realize that right now is actually the moment that you get to decide. You just get to choose from anything you want. What actually is it that you want to do? And a great question to ask yourself is, what would you do if you knew you could not fail? Ask yourself that right now. If you knew with absolute certainty that you would succeed, if money was no object, you were financially free forever and you never had to worry about money or failure, what would you be doing? This question changed my whole life. This question got me moving towards everything that I have now. because I realized that failure is only a lesson. That failure doesn't actually exist, and it doesn't have a negative connotation that they make us believe that it does. Failure is just you learning and growing and changing. The more you fail, the more you can succeed, because that means you've tried. And trying and doing is better than hoping that you'll succeed and not doing anything at all. It leads back to the perfectionism piece. It's the same thing. Needing everything to be perfect before you start because you're scared of getting it wrong. And that just holds people back. I see it time and time and time and time again, because it used to be my story too. Like, seriously, I spent years trying to get my Instagram perfect before starting my business. And now it doesn't actually matter. And my Instagram, if you think it's planned, it's absolutely not. I just choose colors and I post random things. And I always get compliments on it, because it actually doesn't matter. And let me loop that back, because that actually brings me to a really great point. When you start doing the inner work, start showing up for yourself, living in truth with who you are and who you want to be, rather than what people's opinions of you are, you actually start to attract amazing things, people, and places into your life. It's so great. So, so, so great. And that comes from doing the inner work. Like, I'm going to keep repeating it and saying it over and over again. So some examples of what has not me experienced, but the people in my world have experienced from working with me and from, you know, this reframe of knowing and believing and acting as if anything is possible, all the tools and ways that I do things and the magic behind the scenes, of course. Literally, one of my clients had no money, was driving a broken down car, couldn't afford to fix her car, was about to move, had no money to move, like children to feed, all of the things. Working with me, and I helped her reframe and did all of this magic stuff and started acting as if. And she literally created $6,000 instantly through her new coaching business. Instantly. Was able to fix her car, has made so much more money since then. And her possibility of what has expanded is exponential. It is exponential. Somebody else was manifesting something small, trying to create something small. They wanted a dragon staff. Like, you know those fire spinning things? One of those sticks with flames on the end. And he was asking me how he could manifest it, because he'd been doing the work with another coach, hadn't got the hang of it. And he said, okay, Jess, what do you do? How are you doing this? I want to know. And I told him. And literally straight after he did what I told him, somebody just walked off the street and gave him one for free. Like, it is next level stuff. Also, one of my clients, like, she went all in working with me to start up her business, right? Do all of the things. It was amazing, incredible, phenomenal decision. And she got let go from one of her jobs. Thank you, universe. And she knew, right? We work together. We've been working together. That trust in everything is happening towards the big goal. And in that moment of stress of, like, far out, I'm losing one of my income streams. Literally the next day she received randomly more than two and a half grand dropped into her bank account. Like, this stuff is super real. Super achievable for everyone. And I truly believe it actually comes from first facing yourself. I said this the other day to someone, like, there are heaps of tools and magnetism techniques and meditations, right, where you actually can just attract anything you want to. Quite literally, yes, you can attract anything you want to. Anything, yes. And no, you can't just walk off the street and do that if you've never actually faced yourself. If you've never looked at yourself, put yourself into alignment, you know, done the work to be able to hold that, to know that you can create it, to have the belief behind you to know that what you're creating is possible and happening, it's not going to work. So yeah, there are textbook answers for how to do this stuff. And it actually comes from first facing yourself, from doing the work, facing your shadows, leaning in, diving in deep, you know, pushing yourself past your limits. I'm constantly doing this. And that's why I created this episode around this, to inspire you or remind you to do the same. Honestly, it is wild. I have been saving up for a new car. I I'm manifesting a beautiful Range Rover. I know it's not the most efficient car to have, and I really want one because they're really beautiful, and I want a nice, fancy-looking four-wheel drive to be a boss in and still be able to go on adventures, because you know me, I love an adventure. Anyway, so got the money. I've got the money now to buy that car. And I actually know that that's an easy option right now. And the choice is to lean in further into my growth. To how much can I achieve if I've achieved that already? Great, it gets to be more. Lean into the edges. Push yourself further than you know and do the scary thing. Do the scary thing. Follow your intuition. Because it will never lead you astray. Right? So if you've been thinking about working with me or somebody else, take the leap. Ask, how can I make this happen? I want to make this happen and put the stake in the ground and go ask, how can I make this happen? Have the conversation, because that conversation will change your life. Everyone that I've worked with, I have gone to them and said, I want to work with you. Let's jump on a call. Right? It has been, I know with certainty that I have been drawn to you for a reason. And that's how it gets to be. And you know why that keeps happening? Because I continuously act on that. I continuously show myself trust in the actions of doing what I feel. Right? Traveling really taught me this. Traveling completely installed this in me, because I just go to places that I feel. I follow where I feel in any day, in every single moment, and I meet people and I spend time with people that I feel are good, and I avoid people that don't. And that is how I live my life and will continue to live my life. And it's the way everyone should live their life, through trusting yourself. Absolutely, every single time. And a really big thing that's happened, so I wanted to speak about what really happens when you do the inner work. Yes, all these things, all this magic. For yourself, right? So far it's been really self-centered magic, which is freaking awesome. We love that stuff. I mean, when you get more, you actually are able to give more as well, right? So let's just pre-frame that, because it's not about selfish receiving. The more you receive, the more you can give. The more money you have, the more of service you can provide for others, right? So reframe your mind in that receiving is actually a blessing and you being of service as well. And also when you're receiving something, you're allowing somebody else to give. So you're allowing that flow to happen. If you block receiving something, you're also blocking someone giving, which just is it's like breaks the universal laws. So keep receiving, keep giving, keep that flow. And anyway, looping back. What actually happens when you do this stuff is you change the people in your world too. Because you get to change them on an energetic level by showing up and being that version of you, that highest version of you, holding yourself to that highest projection. People that are around you, whether they see you or whether they don't see you, whether they feel you, listen to you, whatever it is, they feel it and they're upgrading too. They feel it and they're also changing. I've had people come into my world years later, apologizing, seeing their actions and responses and seeing the light in me now compared to where it used to be. And that level of respect for coming to each other and going, hey, I respect you and I forgive you. And then being able to, you know, honor their misaligned actions of hurt in the past. That is big stuff. That is really big to be able to look at yourself and go, yeah, you're right. I didn't act in a nice way and I'm sorry that I hurt you. That's stuff that's happened to me from doing this work multiple times by people that really, really, really hurt me. I'm talking people that broke my heart. Have you ever felt your heart physically break? Like in your chest and it really hurts. It feels like your heart's been cracked open and I can feel it now. This happened to me when I was 14 the first time.
And I remember it like it was yesterday. Happened to me again at 17. Lost a lot of friends. A lot of friends betrayed me. A lot of people I love betrayed me. And I held on to that pain for a really, really, really long time. Like, for a really long time. Like, I hated these people with a passion. You know when, like, all of your energy goes in towards hating people? I don't do this anymore. And I used to. I used to wish terrible things on them. I used to hate them and, you know, all the bad juju and think, how could this happen to me? All of the bad energy towards me, towards them, it was so big. It was a lot of energy towards something that's so unnecessary. So what happened when I actually let go of them? I did so much work on myself, right? I hated them. I had to do a lot from hating them to get myself to being able to truly love unconditionally. It doesn't just happen overnight. So for them to come to me and go, I'm sorry. Even just seeing their faces and feeling no hate towards them. For feeling love for these people instead of any other emotions. To be able to look at them as humans, as spirits, and go, wow, you've grown so much. And I'm really proud that you're not that person anymore. That's massive. Because it's selfless. It's not about me. It's not about our story. It's not about what we went through together. It's not about what they did to me or what I did to them. It is about two humans having experiences, growing, changing, and honoring the mistakes. It's about forgiveness above everything else. And I love forgiveness. Forgiveness is something that I used to not do. I'm a Scorpio. I was proud of being a Scorpio. It's like I could hold a grudge forever, I would say. And I would proudly do that. And there's not much love in that, I'm telling you right now. It is so much more fun to just forgive people and let go. And in saying that, there are still strong boundaries, right, for people that hurt me. They're not in my life presently. Does it mean I don't love them? No way. I love them still just as much as I did when they were in my life. And to have a clear energetic container, to have people in my world that completely respect me and hold me to my highest projection, hold themselves to their higher selves when they're with me, that requires me letting go of a lot of people that I do love and being able to love them unconditionally even when they hurt me. Do you want this for yourself? Because this is next level stuff. This is the stuff that is change. Because yes, I do focus a lot on growing people's businesses, on helping women set up their businesses and feeling powerful, empowered enough to do so. And the real celebration is when you change on that level. Of when you hear your problems in your mind and you can swat them away knowing that they're not real. Literally, a client said this to me on the phone yesterday, that she had negative thoughts pop up and all of a sudden she like deflected them. And literally that's what happens when you reframe your mind. You have an old thought come in and there's like a little, I just had one just then, a little glitch that happens when you get to go, hang on, that's old. That's not even me anymore. I'm just going to get rid of that because that doesn't match up. You get to choose your thoughts. That is change. When your thoughts are different, that is what it's all about. When you have confidence when you never did before, to stand on stage and share your story to a room full of people to celebrate your success, that is growth. Like, can you right now stand on stage and tell everyone about your success? Tell everyone about how great you are and how proud you are of yourself. If the answer is no, you've got some work to do. If the answer is yes, I'm so freaking proud of you and I'd love to know what you're doing next. What's the next then? All of you that feel like there's a barrier for what that next chapter, you get to change it. Like, you get to change it. For what purpose would you be keeping yourself small and stuck in a bubble of safety when you can have anything and so, so, so much more than what you currently have and that you currently want? Like, you get to create abundance more than you could ever possibly imagine. Abundance of money, of love, of friendships, of places, of travel, of experiences. You get to have all of it. You get to create it on a level of expansion that is so much bigger than you can currently comprehend. And that is where the magic lies. That is where the magic lies, through that growth, through that transformation, through transporting yourself into levels that you had never yet experienced. And through doing this, you actually get to meet awesome people. People that are also on the same path as you. You will meet yourself a million times in the faces of other people. You will meet the shadows of yourself in others if you have not yet met them in yourself. And you will blame them. You will point the finger. You will point to find all the things wrong in them instead of first turning the finger around and looking at yourself. And when you turn around and point the finger at yourself, that is when the change happens. Through changing yourself, you change others. Right? The work starts within, always. It is called the inner work for a reason. It is within you. It is work within you, every single part of you. It can look like anything. Whatever you're feeling called to, that is what the inner work is. It is work that is inside of you. Because when you do the work inside, you get to change the world outside. Write that down. That was great. The fact that I'm able to share all of these things, to flow and trust and speak what is on my heart, is beyond words. It's never something that I thought I would be able to do in this lifetime. To be able to confidently share what I know, to know that I'm an excellent freaking coach, that every single woman that I work with comes to me and leaves a completely different person, that I help elevate everyone to their highest version of themselves, and I will not tolerate anybody showing up to me as less than that. To know that I hold that high standard for myself and for everyone that I meet, to be able to share that boldly and proudly, is something that I know is possible for everyone. How long ago was it? How old was I? Maybe 7 years ago. I didn't even believe that I could be an assistant manager of a retail shop floor. I remember telling my manager when she asked me, "Really? Me? Are you sure?" I asked her if she was sure. And her answer was, "Do you think I would be asking you if I wasn't sure?" So, trust in yourself above anything else. Because do you think I ask somebody else if they're sure about me? No, anymore? No, I don't. That is not even on my radar. It's not even on my field. It's about knowing yourself first. Knowing and trusting in what you have to share. Knowing and trusting that who you are and what you have to share is exactly what is meant to happen. Okay? So it is in those moments where the growth happens. It is in those moments where you get to choose your reality. And so I'm wondering what you're going to choose. Like, do you want to keep choosing playing small? Do you want to keep choosing doing things the same way you've always done? Or are you ready to do things a bit differently? Like, if you want to move fast in business, start making faster decisions. It's as simple as that. If you want to move fast and do more things in business, create more wealth, you know, stop procrastinating and taking so long to achieve what you want to achieve. And you're sitting there taking weeks to make a decision about something. How are you going to map that across and become successful in anything if you're still holding yourself back? It realistically doesn't even make sense. So you get to become that beacon. You get to be that person and create that for yourself. Whether that be wealth, love, friendships, anything. I want to do a whole episode on love. It is coming up so deeply. As soon as I said it just then, my whole body just like opened, cracked open. So it's so exciting for what is possible. It's exciting for what's coming and what is yet to be created. And looping it back for the millionth time, it starts from doing the work within. Something my dad said to me once is, you have to first be it and then it will happen. First become it and then reap the rewards. A wise man. I wonder if he'll listen to this. I'm not going to tell him it's in here and just wonder if he listens. And this is something that I have been living by and will continue to live by. And yes, maybe it requires a bit of delusion. And though in delusion is where you get to create. Because nothing's real and nothing's not real. So if you can imagine something that already exists, if you want to be a millionaire, become a millionaire inside of you first, and then your world around you will reflect it. If you want to be a coach, first start acting like a coach and then receive the benefit. This works the same for everything. Everything. If you want to start a business, start acting like you own a business. How do you dress? How do you speak? How do you act? Who do you hang out with? And what do you do when you're with them? Because that is important. That is so, so, so important. Because it is through that growth that you get to see the results. I wonder where else in your life you've just realized that you can do more, that you could look inside of you more, that you can actually take a leap or reach out a hand and do the inner work in a way that is different, quicker, and more fun than ever before. I'm going to leave you with all of those ponderings because that was so, so, so many for one episode. And I hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget to like and subscribe and let me know what you think. All right, see you next time.